Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hello, everybody. Good morning. I hope you're going to have a great Saturday. After you listen to us, you have no other choice, right, Julie, to listen to the Laurie Padden Show and Julie Immel as our sidekick here. So we hope you do. We have you a good weekend ahead, and we thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you, thank you. So, Jewel, we're going to talk a little bit about this major election that we just had. I say major because I'm so excited for my friend and yours, Mr. Tom Welby, to be the victor in this race. I love him to pieces. He's a great guy. He totally believes in this community, has done nothing but support it and promote it from his positions at WNEP to Fox to and what he does now with the state, and everything he's been doing in his life is just all coming from a big West Side family. And I just love him. He's great. And that's all good. And I was just hung up the phone with one of his brothers, Gerard Welby, who owns Superior Trophy, because I was calling about our trophy for our event for Cooper Family, which is next week at the Cultural Center. And that is the Sam and Jane Calley Award, which will happen next week. The invitations are out a long, long time ago, but in case you didn't remember to do it or you feel like coming, it's Thursday the 13th starting at 5:30 to 7:30-ish. Doug Smith and the Dixieland Band will be playing some really fun themed music, as well as the food by Posh and the full open bar from the Scranton Cultural Center. And this year's winner are the wonderful Cooper family of Cooper's Restaurant. We are delighted that they're part of our journey here with this award. We're thrilled. They've been wonderful to deal with, and we're looking forward to honoring them and just having a great night on the 13th of November at the Scranton Cultural Center to benefit Broadway Theater, and it's going to be a great night. So I was ordering our trophy, because Gerard always does that, and I was just talking to him about his brother. And so that just reminded me even more so. But I'm thrilled for Tom. He's great. I'm thrilled for Paige because she's our girl, so I'm happy all worked out for her. Although I do have to say, Gene Barrett is always a great guy and always a gentleman and put up a good fight, and Trish Bynum as well. But Paige is our girl, and she's doing great, and we thank everybody for that, so I'm so happy. But Tom, I'm just thrilled for him. So, and on election day, I think I told you, when we were little, Julie, my father took us every year on election, both May and November, Tuesday. My dad did not work at his family as his business, and he worked three nights a week. My uncle worked the other three. Tuesday night, my dad was always off. So it was always, of course, election day. So we would always go to LaRusso's Italian restaurant on Drinker Street, Wheeler Avenue.
I know it well.
Did you ever go?
It's so funny that you brought up LaRusso's, because when you said about election night, not to interrupt you, but I just want to tell you this because it's crazy. I was thinking about when I was very young, and my grandparents used to work at the polls in the Hill section, and so I feel like their polling place was Myrtle Street Church, which I don't think is even Myrtle Street Church anymore. But my grandfather's best friend was Vito LaRusso, who owned LaRusso's restaurant. And so election night, there'd be a big spaghetti dinner. And it was election day was a lot of fun for us as kids, because we went and had spaghetti and meatballs and partied with our grandparents. And, you know, it was fun for us. And I was thinking, as you were talking, I wonder if anybody remembers that restaurant. And here you said it.
Yep.
Continue.
Yeah, because Julie, my father, and believe me, my dad was not a big Italian food guy. He was an Irish guy, meat and potatoes, and he loved that. But he loved LaRusso sauce. And he loved that the meal and the dessert, everything was included, from the salad to the, you know, meatballs and the spaghetti and the chocolate pudding that we would always get afterwards. And we just loved it. And we went several times a year, but we always went on election night. And, of course, we probably went about 5:30. We were there early. But we always went for dinner, and all of us loved it, because election day we all looked forward to, because, first of all, everything used to be closed on election day, meaning banks and all the federal buildings and all that kind of stuff. And so it was a great day. I think schools were even closed. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I can't remember. But I think they were, because a lot of schools are polling places. So so we loved going to this place. It has the best salad. To this day, I do a version of their recipe, and a guy that I used to be engaged to years ago, his mom made the best salad dressing in the world, and she was sisters to my aunt. My grandmother's brother married Harry's aunt, and so her salad dressing was the best, and Harry's mother's was the best, so it was fabulous. And I make versions of that on my own Italian dressing, which is actually delicious, but it's part of Rosalie's and part of Mrs. LaRusso's recipe, and the key ingredient in salad dressing for me is a little bit of sugar. And so I dress it right on the salad. I don't mix it in a jar and then pour it in. I mix mine right on top of the salad and then mix it through. I just, for some reason, I just like the way the chemistry works. But their food was delicious, and we went until they closed. We were there every single election day at minimum. Those two, and then several times throughout the year we would go, because my father loved it. So in honor of that, I went down to Mondano's, owned by my friend Al, and we went down, Meyer and I went down and had a bowl of pasta and a salad, and went down and celebrated on election night to have salad with, you know, in honor of my dad. I sent pictures to my brothers and said, it may not be LaRusso's, but I'm thinking of Dad, and we're having spaghetti. So anyway, it was delicious. So I had spaghetti, GF spaghetti with a ravioli sauce I had. And Meyer had puttanesca sauce and meatballs. I just opted for the meat-free, but it was so good. And it's always so nice, because I always remember as a little girl having that experience. So I'm with you, Jewel, on that. It's LaRusso's was one of the best, I think. To this day, I still remember how good it was.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, there you are, Jewel. Maybe I even We might have seen each other. Walking out the door. I know.
Absolutely.
And not even know.
We have to be there at the same time. We just didn't know each other
I'm
yet.
I'm sure.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. So anyway, we that's what we did. And so that was my you know, fun things this week. And then on Sunday prior to, Meyer and I took a ride up to Ritter's Cider Mill, and we got some apples, which hands down, I'm telling you, if you like a crisp apple, sweet and crisp, ever crisp are the ones to go. They're a hybrid between Honey Crisp and something, some other apple, I'm not sure. But they're very, very, very firm and crisp and sweet and delicious, and they're called Ever Crisp. And I couldn't wait for them to come out. They came out a little bit later than the other ones. And you just go in there, and there are big, big, wooden vats of all type of apples, and then they sell their cider and pies, fresh pies, and peanut butter and honey. It's absolutely delicious. I love to go there, but the apples are the best. So if you haven't gone or you're thinking about it, take a ride up to Ritter's Cider Mill. Go on in and see what they have. Fabulous apples. But if you want someone who knows, because I don't like a soft apple, and I'm not cooking it, I'm eating them, so I prefer a crisp, sweet apple, and they're your apple, Ever Crisp. Trust me when I tell you. So that was what, that rounded out the week for me, Jewel. So how about you?
That's all good. Yes, you know, the big thing this week, of course, was Election Day, and I was very happy to be number 40 on Tuesday morning. It was still early at my polling place, and I feel very lucky that I could actually walk to where I vote. I mean, how many people get to do that anymore? It's a block away from my house, and all my neighbors are there working the polls. We get to see each other twice a year, basically. That's when I see them.
I know.
Number 40 was good because it was about, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning, and she told me it was 650 people registered in our district. So that was actually quite strong turnout for our neighborhood, and I was happy to see that. And, yes, I was pleased that, I have to say, I was very happy for Tom Welby. I have known him for a long time, and this is just a fun fact. You know that I had a background in media before I went into PR, and Tom Welby had a very wonderful career in radio at one point, and he acts in television, and he's the person who taught me how to properly write scripts for radio and TV spots, and taught me how to do voiceovers. Yes. So that we're going back a long time. Wow. And he is also the person who introduced me to Scranton Tomorrow many years ago when I started working with the team there, and because I was on staff many years ago. So, of course, now they're a client. But, you know, he's always active in the community and a good person on top of being qualified for this position. So I was very happy to vote for him and happy to see him win. You know, that was a good feeling. Yes. And I was pleased that voter turnout was high this time. At least I think it was. I don't know if it actually was. It appeared to be in some pockets. It was strong. And I think we need that level of engagement all the time.
Yep. I just think it's great. I'm with you. I'm thrilled for him. I know he'll do good work. And rah-rah, Tom, keep going, and we'll see how it goes going forward. But I couldn't be happier. I was very happy that night. So not that I expected anything less. I really didn't. I never had any doubt he would not win. But you never know in these things. You just never know. So it was good. It was good and good for him, and we're here for you. But that's what I said earlier, like his work and all that he did and did in this community just makes him a perfect candidate. I used to call him Commish or the mayor even before he was the commish. He called me the other mayor, and I call him the other mayor. And now
that sounds right.
Flat out commish. Yeah, that's it. That's how it works. So anyway, that's where we're at. But we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this fine show, and Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jule, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jule. And with us is another lovely woman. We get all of these lovely women and sometimes a few brave men to come on. And we're talking to the lovely Chrissy Manuel, who is the Director of Communications and Development for UNC. And Chris has been doing this about 2 years now and going strong. And Chrissy and I and Julie are going to speak about Feed a Friend, which is such a wonderful, wonderful, beneficial program that has been going on now for 41 years. UNC is the collaborator with WNEP to collect all the information about families in need and get everybody what they need for the holiday. And Christy, there's a lot of third-party fundraising going on and a lot of good stuff that happens. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. As we talked about it off-air, Chris, 41 years, it's a long time to keep giving and giving and giving, and for the people who keep coming back year after year to support families who need the assistance. And let's face it, Chris, this year more than ever, it seems like people are in such dire need to be fed and to be happy and to have their family able to participate with the holiday coming up. And so, Christy, you're going to talk a little bit about that. First of all, very proud of you, very happy you're where you're at today. You're a great lady, and you're doing great work for my one of my favorites, UNC. So thank you, and congratulations to you. And tell everybody what's going on, how they can help, and what this means to UNC.
Well, thanks, Lori. Yeah, so you know, it's the 41st annual Feed a Friend, and like you said, we're like lucky to be the Feed a Friend partner with WNEP for Lackawanna County. So it's larger than Lackawanna County. It's a huge, covers a huge part of Pennsylvania. But in Lackawanna County, you know, one of the things people know us most for is those barrels that are all over town. We've got barrels in, you know, every child care center and supermarket and gym and everywhere. A lot of small businesses participate everywhere all over, and people can donate non-perishable foods. They also, you know, can donate, you know, make a monetary donation or do a third-party fundraiser or do their own collection. But really, Feed a Friend's all about feeding families with children for Thanksgiving, making it easier for families to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving and take off some of the financial burden for the lowest income, you know, families. And, you know, one of the things I will say is, like you said, the need has never been greater. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we always say that, but like this year with SNAP being in limbo and with people's heating assistant being on hold, there are so many things happening with like the government shutdowns and things like that, and, you know, federally and in the state, that the need is really greater than we've ever seen it. We have people coming in every day looking for assistance. So I'll start with that. Like there are two, you know, you can register for this program at our Scranton offices and up in Carbondale. We have some locations up in Carbondale as well. Everything's on our website, but, you know, you can come into our food pantry at 410 Olive Street, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Tuesdays 9 to 7, and get registered there, as well as at our Cedar Center from 9 to 5 as well. And it's all on our website. But, you know, families receive a gift card to use to purchase Thanksgiving meal from a local grocery store. And the reason that we do that, we started that during COVID because it was impossible to distribute all of the things. And then, you know, we realized that it really did make a lot more sense for people. They can choose what they like. They may sometimes, you know, be, you know, maybe they get the free turkey from and they just need the sides or something. So it's really helpful. It helps people celebrate the way that they want to celebrate. And then the other side of it is we're trying to raise the funds to support the program. So, you know, raise the funds, raise the food, fill the pantry for all of the holiday season, because our pantry is so busy every single day right now with people looking for food assistance. And it's not, I mean, it's working families a lot. That's why we extended our hours on Tuesday nights to accommodate people who are working and they're just not able to, you know, make ends meet. They're, you know, choosing, you know, to pay the rent and they have less money for food right now.
Right. And you know what, that's important to note, and let's talk about it again. Let's drill that point in. This is twofold Feed a Friend, because the barrels are out all over the place. You said there's 75 locations. Am I right on that, Chrissy?
Yes.
Okay, so that's out for you to put your non-perishables. Those, in particular, those non-perishable goods go to the pantry, so that then when through the holidays come after Thanksgiving and any other time that people are in need, that pantry is always busy regardless of when it is, but the holidays seems a little more intense. That stuff all goes there. There's all you, and the other thing is, even if those barrels aren't there, you can always drop things off, non-perishable items at the pantry, because they're in constant need. Again, this year more than ever, for all of the reasons Christy just stated, there's so much going on, and, well, I should say not going on, that everybody is struggling with this, and people who are most in need of these things seem to be hit the hardest here. So if you can do that at any time, do that. Feed a friend from the standpoint of giving the card to the individual families is in need of donations, because all of that makes it easier then to give these cards, which, Chrissy, in addition to making it easier for them, it also gives them dignity. It also allows them to go into a store or of their liking or a place they're comfortable with and get the things they need with a card versus, you know, a handout or whatever. It does feel a little bit different when you hand somebody a card with so much money on it versus, okay, you have to take this, I understand why they work, and family to family's coming up too, and that all those things work, but people need assistance. We need to help them. We don't, you know, families, little children, people who don't need, they need to feel that they're being filled for this wonderful holiday. We talk about it all the time. These are the best of times, the best of families and everyone else, but there are people who struggle and need help. So how can they help, Chrissy, best they can with money if they want to make a donation? And talk about a little bit, if you would, about some of those third-party fundraisers that are helping you be able to do this.
Yes, because actually, Lori, I think you're going to be excited about some of these, because we have some really, really fun ones coming up. So this Friday we have Lynn Sandys is doing a cupcake fundraiser for us. So they have some cupcakes there. So wait, that's not what I think you're going to be most excited. You'll know when I say it. But the one on Friday is, you know, they're donating $3 for every cupcake, which the cupcakes are $3.50, so very generous on Friday. Friday night is Bee's Backyard Night Out. So if you bring your kids to Bee's Backyard, they're going to donate 25% to UNC.
Wow.
What I think you're going to be most excited about is next Wednesday, Atera 519, that new restaurant downtown, is donating 10% of all checks to UNC for Feed a Friend Night. And that's next Wednesday. So anybody, if you want to try that like awesome new restaurant for the first time, try it next Wednesday, because it's going to really help UNC. And we'll all be there. We'll be bringing all of our families there, and a lot of our board will be coming out, and a lot of our supporters will be coming out. And we're hoping to pack the place. So, you know, we raise a lot of money, and everybody gets to try this restaurant. They've been awesome partners to us. And then on Thursday,
Chrissy,
in Carbondale. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you need a reservation? Can you just show up? Or do you think reservation is best?
Yeah, they would recommend a reservation, recommend calling for a reservation.
Okay.
I don't know that you have to have one, but I would probably recommend it for there. And then on Thursday, we have a Feed a Friend Night at the Peanut Bar up in the Peanut Bar and Cashew Lounge up in Carbondale, which is another great place. Totally different experience, but they have fabulous food, and they're also doing a 10% of each check is going to benefit Feed a Friend. That one will have some basket raffles at, and a 50-50 raffle, some things like that. So that's also going to be, I don't think you need a reservation there, but that's going to be another fun night out. So it kind of hits the two communities that we serve the most people is like in the city of Scranton and then in Carbondale. And the funds we raise in Carbondale will be kept in that Carbondale Upper Valley area for that that community. And then the funds in Scranton are, you know, going to be used for the general Feed a Friend in our Lackawanna County. So that's a couple of different ways that you can support UNC. Both of those restaurants were at the Frolic, and people loved them. So I think that, if you want to actually try the restaurant, that's a great way to support us.
That's wonderful. Good ideas, and I'm glad to see that. And, yes, I'm going to look at my calendar and see if I can do that, because I'm actually a friend of mine, we were going to get together next week, and she said I can do Monday or Wednesday. So now you know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow when I talk to her, I'm going to say, why don't we go over, I've never been there yet, so why don't we go there and we can support UNC at the same time. So thank you for that. That's a good one. I'll remember that. And I've never been to that peanut bar, but everybody says it's so much fun, Chrissy. So it's good because you're also tapping into two different types of cuisine, which is really nice too. So that's terrific.
Yeah, and they're both so community-minded.
Absolutely. And we also talked about, because I'm doing this, we also talked this morning when you and I, or yesterday, and I was saying that I want to make a memorial contribution to a dear friend. Actually, he's our dear friend, Mr. Albert Levitore, who just passed a few weeks ago, and he was a big star at UNC. And so I was going to do it, looking at different ways I could make it, and then I said, you know what, I could make that donation to Feed a Friend, and that way that's helping other people, and it's in Al's name. So those are other ways you can do. If you're thinking about making a donation somewhere and you know people need that you can help so many people by making these donations, like, why not do it for that? Well, if you're thinking about that, that's also another way to show your love for this community, is by helping in ways that you would do anyway. Why not go towards something that's needed? So, Chrissy, it's remarkable, the work that gets done at UNC. Let's tell everybody, too, all of the things that UNC does, because I know you know them like the back of your hand. Do you want to list a few so people can understand the importance of this wonderful nonprofit?
Yeah, so we are truly a wraparound service agency. We serve Lackawanna County and beyond. We have a lot of the thing that we're most known for is our emergency assistance, whether that's food and clothing assistance, housing assistance, helping people stay housed, helping people with, basically eviction prevention and homelessness prevention is a lot of what we do when it comes to critical services, making sure that people are supported and get housed. We also have 3 child care centers. We have 3 older adult centers, or 4 older adult centers. We have youth arts programming, youth leadership programming. We do English as a second language and citizenship preparedness to help people integrate into the community. And then with that, that we have job readiness programs where people, once they're, getting those basic skills, they're able to go into career training. We have a community health department and behavioral health. We do community revitalization work in different neighborhoods. And it sounds like a lot, but really, it is a lot, but we also, we can help a family like go, from coming in for maybe an emergency service or needing childcare, be able to assess their needs and like help them just become independent, become self-sufficient. And that's always, that's always the goal. It's great. And like the Feed a Friend program, sometimes that's the first time someone might come in and they'd be like, I can use some extra help around the holidays. Maybe they didn't get their SNAP. And they might sit down, because every single person with Feed a Friend will have to sit down with a case manager just for a few minutes for an assessment. And at the time, they might identify, like, I'm looking for a job. Oh, well, do you know we have this job readiness program? Or, like, I'm afraid I'm going to be evicted. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's set you up with housing counselor so we can try to prevent that from happening, because it's much easier to prevent it than to, try to rehouse somebody. And we do that work as well. So it's I think we're an indispensable organization, and I'm always amazed at the work that our frontline staff does here. Just really, they really care, and really great work in the community.
Well, you just keep doing all the good work you guys do. We wish you the best with Feed a Friend. Again, please know there's donations. You can make a cash donation, or you can make any type of non-perishable. Anytime you see those wonderful buckets around, put some food in there, or stop in and drop off at UNC. What's the address at UNC's drop off, Chrissy, for the pantry?
It's 410 Olive Street. 410 Olive Street.
There you go. There you go. So good luck to you, Chrissy. I hope I see you on Wednesday night. And thanks for coming on, and keep doing all your good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And everyone else, we'll be right back. That was the lovely Chrissy Manuel, who is the Director of Communications and Development. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel has a wonderful business that I just mentioned, and she's going to tell you all about what she can do for you.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with me is another lovely lady, a dear friend of mine, Dr. Karen R. Scott. She's here to talk about an event. She is a co-chair for this great event, which is happening on November 19th, Wednesday night, at the Scranton Cultural Center, starting at 5:30. We'll have a little light fare and a cash bar available. And then the program should start at 6. And we this year decided, since I know a little bit about this as far as a user standpoint, we're going to do understanding weight loss medications. Karen is a DO and has been doing it for how many years, Karen, have you been a doctor?
Oh, my gosh. I graduated back in 1986. So
there we go, baby. 30, so she's
39.
She's
I'm coming up on my 40th anniversary
40th.
Next year.
Woo, baby.
I was only 10.
I know you are. I know. Well, you look like she. Believe me, she looks like a baby still. So she's. And I have to say, Karen, because I think this is remarkable, and I think it gives people hope. And I know you're an advocate, and you don't mind mm-hmm. me saying this. I'm not breaking any HIPAA regulations here.
Nope.
But Karen is a very proud and grateful lung cancer survivor, and she works very hard with helping people who are diagnosed and surviving. And you just do wonderful work, and it's so wonderful to see all of these years of survival, which is how many, Karen?
18 years from stage
years.
Three. Yes.
There you go.
It's a miracle. I feel very grateful.
Yes, it is a miracle. And because of that, Karen put so much back into this community, into life in general. And Karen is a member, along with yours truly, of the Lackawanna County Commission for Women. And every year we do a health seminar. And this year, as I said, we decided to do it on the weight loss medication, understanding weight loss. So we have a nice panel of people. In full disclosure, we are still finalizing that panel, but we do have four people, but three with the titles and who they are. We have two that are out there, which we're trying to put together, so it will be a little bit bigger. But right now we want to talk about who we have confirmed, how we're going to talk about this. It is free to the public, so please, if you want to come, please know we would love to have you. It is, again, at the Scranton Cultural Center on Wednesday, the 19th of November, starting at 5:30. Program starts at 6. So Karen is co-chairing this. And Karen, can you talk a little bit about who our panelists are and what they each represent, please?
Sure. Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. So we have Dr. Jumi Baruha. She is an internist at the Wright Center. And I actually worked with Dr. Baruha for a couple of years. And I remember back, so this was before the weight loss medications really hit the market big. And I had patients who, you know, we're really struggling with weight and such. And she's board certified in obesity management, and she's board certified in internal medicine, and she's also board certified in addiction medicine. Dr. Baruha is so knowledgeable. She's just a lovely individual. She is going to be able to give us some insight because, again, she's been doing this since way before these weight loss medications hit the market and started, you know, kind of everybody talking about them. So she has wonderful insight, wonderful knowledge, and she's really, you're going to just love her to pieces. She's just a really sweet and excellent doctor. So we have her coming. We have Dr. Ryan Horsley. He is a bariatric surgeon. I thought we should probably have, you know, this, although we're talking about this as being for the weight loss medications, I believe that we should give, you know, both sides of it. So there's been, you know, weight loss surgery for years now. And so Dr. Horsley's been doing that for many years. He is a bariatric surgeon. He's a fellow and board certified. He's wonderful. I ran into him at a soccer game and asked him if he would help us out. And he said, absolutely happy to be part of the panel. He's going to bring a member of his team, a registered dietitian, with him. So we'll have somebody who's like a nutritionist, dietitian, as part of the panel also. I don't have a name for that person yet. And then we have Erin Cadden, who is an RN, who does some compounding work. She works with LEMZ, ELLIEMZ. And she's going to be part of the panel also. So that's going to be very exciting. I find people who do compounding pharmacy, that's like unbelievable. So very exciting to have her as part of the panel as well.
Yep. And Erin, full disclosure, is my cousin. And Erin is a representative for LEMD. That is where I actually get my compounded drugs from. I go directly through her, through their company. They do many, many things at Ellie, not only weight loss, but skin care and nutrition and a whole bunch of other things. But the compounding is part of this, and that is where I receive the medication that I get and have been very happy with them because I, again, to fully disclose, I do pay out of pocket for my medications and have for the last 17 months. And because I did not qualify for insurance benefit for the medication, so I do pay out of pocket, and many people do. So there's some recent news, Aaron. Today I saw that the Trump administration, I don't know if you read this, but I heard it on the Today Show. Julie, you know me and my Today Show stuff. They said the Trump administration is working with Lilly and Novo Nordisk about having some type of, just for Wegovy and Zepbound, which are the weight loss drugs of both of those, not Mounjaro or Ozempic, which are diabetic related. These are the weight loss drugs in particular, and they said that they're looking to reduce the cost, and I don't know if they weren't sure if it was just Medicare, because if you remember, we talked about this, Karen, about Medicare yesterday at one of our meetings as to whether that's covered or not. So we're going to see what happens there, but all of this talk, it's a very timely topic for us. We're very excited that we're doing this. We're very lucky that we have Karen on our commission as a doc, a board certified doc, and we're thrilled she's here to help us and to be able to have the connections to some of these people to come and talk. The part of the Dr. Horsley that we wanted to have, which made sense to Karen, was that there are other options, and although the weight loss medications are there, some people can't take those medications. For whatever reason, their body just does not do well with them. And I know many people who started and had to go off. So so having another option there for weight loss in general is something we thought we should have, that if someone wanted to ask questions about bariatric surgery, that Doc is on hand to answer those questions. It's sort of a full-rounded, there'll be a dietitian, there's the compounding, so there's a lot of stuff that will go into this, and we're doing our best to make it work, Karen. I mean, it's going to be exciting, and I think it's topical. So what else can you tell that I'm not taking up this time to talk about? So sorry about that, exciting.
I find this to be very interesting. I'm an addiction medicine doc. I'm board certified in neuromuscular medicine, and I'm board certified in addiction medicine. And I love learning new things. And this medication, the closest I've come to it is I've had some nurses that I worked with, colleagues that I worked with, who were on it. And it was amazing how it changed, you know, changed their lives, really. And so I'm excited to learn more about it from Dr. Baruha and then the surgery, you know, from Dr. Horsley. But there's more hitting the news now about using these medications in addiction medicine. So I find that very interesting as well. You know, medicine, we're learning new things all the time. And this is what we need to do. We need to, you know, get together, share information, answer questions, and have our patients be knowledgeable and understand what's going on and what it's all about.
Yep. I think it's going to be fun. Not fun. I mean, it's always fun to get together with all of you gals, but just I think it's going to be a very interesting topic, one that I'm thrilled to do. I'm going to moderate. I am the president of the commission, and I'm happy to do that, but also I'm happy to moderate so that we can keep this going and have examples and people who know what it's like to be, you know, out there and taking the medications and the side effects and what it does and what it doesn't do. And, you know, Karen, we talk about it freely on the show because I'm always wear my life on my sleeve. And I think it's important for people to know in 17 months, I've lost 80 pounds. And
that's amazing.
It's not as easy as, you know, sticking yourself with a needle and doing it. You've got to pay attention to what you eat and how you eat and what you do. Exercise is a big component, which I have not really embraced yet. I have not gotten back into my biking like I'd like to, but I'm getting there, and I will slowly get back. But I wanted to overcome one hurdle at a time. But it is not an easy way out, and it's not an answer for everyone. But it has worked so far for me, and I'm delighted to be on this side and feeling the way I do, and I just think it's great. So we're really looking forward to people.
Yeah.
And again, Karen, we also want you to know it's okay not to do it. If you want to be no one is saying anyone needs to do anything. Right. Weight loss and health is all about what you want to do for you and what you can do. So that's one thing. I don't think.
Right.
Go ahead.
The only thing I'm sorry to interrupt. The only thing I wanted to add was, I've talked to so many people. They want to exercise, but because of their weight, their joints hurt. So everybody says, well, just go out and exercise. Well, that's not that easy. If you have extra weight and you're getting a little old and you have some arthritis in your hips, knees, and ankles and such, and now you're trying to exercise, it's not that easy. So for everybody out there, please come on the 19th. Bring your questions. We are going to have the panel is each going to give a little presentation, talk a little bit about what they do and with their thoughts, but then we're going to have a good at least hour of question and answer. So bring your questions to it. That's what it's all about. We should have excellent dialogue. That's what we want.
There you go. Well, Karen, thank you for joining me today, and Julie, and we appreciate your time. I'm grateful for all you're doing for this commission and the work that you've done. We're looking forward to it again, free to the public on the 19th from 5:30 to 7:30-ish, light fare and a cash bar. So if you're interested, please join us, stop in, and hope we live up to all of what we're saying, and I think we will because I think we have a great panel. So, Karen, thank you again. And
thank you.
Everyone
it was
else,
great being on with you.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. And everyone else, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Have a really, really, really nice fall time this weekend. It's going to be nice. So thank you, and we'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.